Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. NBA All-Star and Philly native Kobe Bryant was among nine people who died in a tragic helicopter crash Sunday in California. Bryant was drafted in 1996, right after his time at Lower Merion High School. And it didn't take long for a memorial to form at the entrance of the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium in Ardmore. Fans brought flowers, signs, sneakers, jerseys, and basketball, some with heartfelt messages.
I had to come out and, you know, just show my respect to a great guy, a great player, and a great man from this area.
You see someone lose their life, and then when their child's with them, everything's really sad right now. So I'm praying for the family, praying for Kobe, praying for everybody right now.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter was another passenger aboard the helicopter. He coached Gianna's basketball team. Another thing Kobe followed in his father's footsteps with. After Joe Jellybean Bryant retired, he coached girls basketball at Akiba Hebrew Academy in Lower Merion. And Amy Hirsch of Upper Dublin remembers what a joy it was to sometimes see Kobe at practices.
Oh, he was like superhuman. Yeah, his presence was incredible, like magnetic, and everyone was drawn to him.
Federal investigators are working to figure out what caused the crash. The helicopter went down under foggy and cloudy conditions with extremely low visibility. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says the crash site, a steep hillside in Calabasas, poses challenges for collecting clues to the disaster and also for recovery of remains. A South Philadelphia chiropractor and close friend of union leader John Dougherty was sentenced to 15 months in prison Monday in a case that grew out of the federal investigation into Dougherty. James Moylan pleaded guilty to stealing money electricians Local 98 had given him for a nonprofit and using it for personal expenses. The judge said he received hundreds of letters asking for leniency for Moylan, adding that the packed courtroom proves his show of support. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the judge still did not reduce his sentence.
Defense Attorney Joseph Capone says it caught him by surprise.
We were hoping that he would get something maybe under a year and then maybe have the ability to work in the community a little bit more.
Character witnesses said Moylan devoted himself to the community and his use of the Local 98 funds was an aberration. But Prosecutor Paul Gray said the theft took place over 2 years, and Moylan also pleaded to tax evasion for 4 years.
This was not an aberration in Mr. Moylan's behavior, but rather a systematic crime.
When the FBI raided Moylan's office, they found records that led to several charges against him and not just for Dougherty. Moylan was the head of the Zoning Board of Adjustment but resigned 3 weeks after the raid. Last year, residents in Upper Bucks County spent months on edge after a series of random explosions. And now the couple behind those explosions have pleaded guilty and avoid what could have been long state prison sentences. UNW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwart has this report.
32-year-old David Sermon pleaded guilty to one count of possessing or manufacturing weapons of mass destruction and charges stemming from possession of child pornography. His girlfriend, 32-year-old Tina Smith, pleaded guilty to possession of explosive materials. As part of the plea, dozens of other charges were dropped. Sermon avoids state prison time with a maximum county jail sentence of just shy of 1 to 2 years behind bars, followed by 10 years probation. Smith is sentenced to 4.5 years probation.
The couple apologized in court, saying they never set out to hurt anyone. The plea deal was almost spiked when it was questioned whether the two could live together while on probation since they're not legally married but have been together since high school. Teachers at a Philadelphia school tackling physical and mental health head on, and they're starting with themselves. KYW's Justin Udo spoke with Principal Crystal Edwards of the W.D. Kelly School in Brewerytown.
This work is difficult. This work is not for the faint of heart.
Edward says they're encouraging self-care by having cardio, yoga, and meditation sessions for the teachers.
We're really putting mental health and physical fitness at the workplace out on the forefront because that's what keeps us strong and focused and supported.
Renee Clark is the physical education instructor who's helping put the curriculum together for the other teachers.
Edwards hopes this program can catch on at other schools district-wide. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.